I'm Carl Sabatino.
And hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino. And to our listeners, good day and welcome and thank you for listening in. And with all of that, let's see what this broadcast delivers. Roland, please.
There was a thing on the internet in the last couple of weeks from an organization called OZY. Have you heard of it? OZY?
I must admit I have.
OZY. Apparently, that's a new kind of daily feed and information which brings people up to speed on what's going on and then kind of projects it forward.
We need a scorecard these days for the internet.
Well, I thought there was one thing that came along that I thought was kind of interesting. It was on lazy leaders in history.
Interesting topic.
I only picked out two, although there were several of them. One from the Chinese Ming Dynasty, and you know,
let's go to the Ming Dynasty.
Right. But the two that I picked out were from two Americans were listed of the seven laziest leaders of some kind of government.
Okay.
The first one in America was Calvin Coolidge.
Oh Lord. Calvin Coolidge. Shall I wait for the second one, or shall
Calvin
Coolidge?
No, we do Calvin Coolidge first.
Calvin Coolidge did not get it. He missed what was happening in America at the time, and led America into disastrous economic conditions, in my opinion.
Well, it says on this website that they was called Silent Cal. Remember that?
Yes.
He was fond of placing his feet in the bottom drawer of his Oval Office desk and counting the cars passing by on Pennsylvania Avenue.
That's an involved man.
Yes, indeed. He also only worked a very, very few hours. 4 hours a day is all he ever worked, and didn't want to work any more than that. When he died, Gertrude Stein,
yes,
was said to have remarked, "Calvin Coolidge dead. How can you tell?"
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great commentary.
We laugh at it, and I guess in history there's always a retrospective.
Can you guess the other American president?
I honestly could not.
Okay, George W. Bush.
Really?
Yes. Says here. Now, again, I don't know whether this is authentic or not, but I would assume that it is.
Okay.
So, you know, people are interested, they can go check it. Of his 8 years in office, he spent an astonishing, they say, 879 days on vacation, including 77 trips to the ranch in Crawford, Texas. And then it says, yes, it's true that presidents are truly never on vacation, but they say 879 days, that's a lot. That means that Bush effectively spent about 2.5 years, or 30% of his presidency, away from his desk. Not to mention, of course, away from the seat of government.
That's remarkable in its point. And, of course, they always defend that position by what they call the movable White House.
Well, I would agree. I would agree with that. Having been a White House correspondent in the past, no matter where you go, whether you're playing golf or bathing in a beach in Hawaii somewhere, you're still working. You're still president, and you're still in contact.
I agree with that up to a point. And the point is, when you're at your desk, and you and I discuss this in other matters, when you're at your desk at your computer today, sitting there with the paper flow in front of you, with your staff in front of you, that creates a different environment upon which for you to think and make decisions. And the executive office is all about decision making.
You don't think that if you're putting on the eighth hole of a par three and some decision, major decision is required, that you can't make that instantaneously and have not been informed before that?
I think it has it affects your ability to be able to make a proper decision.
Or a proper putt.
A proper putt. That's my point. To my point. Putt first, then decision. Doesn't work. Carl Sabatino. What works is Smith Sabatino. We're back. Please stay with us.
America. Weekend.
Welcome to
to American Biker Minute. The internet has at least 17 videos of dudes who thought it might be a cool idea to light their beard on fire. Based on personal experience, beard burning sucks. Pays to be careful around the barbecue grill. Fire in the beard. Today on American Biker Minute, brought to you by Dish Network. $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, and free HD video recorder. Order now, get a free premium channel for 3 months. 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. So cold was winter, a lawnmower would be needed for the first trim. Last weekend, I fired up the barbecue grill and a gust of breeze blew some charcoal lighter flame into the most prized portion of the biker's beard. In a fraction of a second, I lost 3 inches right out of the center. So based on experience, ABM recommends dudes with footlongs tie them up or trim them down before doing any serious outdoor grilling. Fire in the beard. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the best day to get work done? The day before a vacation.
Best-selling author Kevin Eikenberry says it's because clear goals and deadlines push us to accomplish more.
He suggests 5 habits to stay on top of goals every day.
Invest time. Schedule more time to work on your goals.
Create better timelines. Treat goals like projects by creating milestones.
Give consistent effort. Ask, what can I do to move towards my goals today?
Create frequent reminders. Read your goals every day.
Raise expectations. Believe that you'll achieve for momentum.
Work on your goals every day to achieve them faster. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call Invent Help now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.